I was born in the hills of southern West Virginia. Left there when I was about 16. And then I went to Maryland and then to Delaware and then back home and joined the Air Force.
Do you want to talk about some of your childhood memories?
I would rather not. It was a very bumpy childhood.
Okay. What are some of the most important people in your life?
Other than my little dog? let's see. Important people. I have been married more than once. My husband was in the Army, and he served during World War II, was at the Battle of the Bulge, and also then went to Korea. We were married for 27 years.
You had a previous marriage?
Several. In fact, tomorrow, which will be March the 7th, my first child will be 62. And unfortunately, right before Thanksgiving, my daughter died of cancer.
So do you want to describe something that you were really proud of in your life?
Well, I'm proud that I survived this long. I mean, particularly me. My theory is that you need to give back to your community everything that the community gives to you. And so therefore, from the time the children were little, and I was a single parent at that time, I started getting involved in different, like the Cancer Society and the Heart Society and things of this sort, in order to give back. And then later on, I got involved in politics. And after I got involved in politics, I was elected state senator for District 36 here. And I only served one term for the simple fact that my husband, the last year, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And so I felt that my job was at home then.
At 16, after you were married once, and then right after you divorced, you went into the service.
Mm-hmm. And I met my second husband, the father of my children. I was head of the admissions and dispositions for the hospital at that time, and he was a patient.
Let's go even further back. When you first enlisted and why you enlisted in the Air Force. Was it the Air Force at that time?
Yes, it was the Air Force. However, the flight that they put me in 1954 was, they said, now, it's WAF, and women come before the Air Force, so you must be educated as a woman. And I'm standing there, and I'm going, what in the world are they talking about? They taught us how to put on lipstick and do all of those things, and none of us had signed up to learn. We knew how to be women. We wanted to know how to shoot a gun and a lot of other things that they never would teach us.
And how old were you then?
Well, I had to be 18. And then they put me into my training. I was trained as a neuropsych technician. That's neurology and psychology. And I got my training as a medic. And when they trained us in the neuropsych, they showed us things that they did at that particular time that now would be considered, well, like the water thing that they do.
Waterboarding?
Yeah. They taught it, and not only that, but we also had one that I hated. It was for if you were very depressed, I mean very depressed, they would put you in this big old bathtub. And then they put ice on you. And they put ice on you clear up to here. Your whole body was involved. And then they would put a tarp on top of that with a thing so that your head stuck out. And you would stay there until the ice melted. And after that, then, you know, you were taken back to the ward, and supposedly it helped you.